Let us turn to Revelation.
第三章.
Revelation 3. Revelation 3:20.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。Behold,
I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我想我们圣经就读这么多。
These are the scriptures for now.
弟兄姊妹，到现在我想都知道，我们大会的主题是神永远的旨意和得胜者。
Brothers and sisters know by now that the theme of the conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
今天早晨我们要继续来看得胜者的原则。
This morning we want to continue to look at the principle of the overcomers.
我们第一次交通到得胜者的时候,
when we first shared on the matter of the overcomers,
我们看见在七个教会，神对教会，从教会中间呼召得胜者。
Through the churches, God called the overcomers.
所以我们可以说，在启示录里面前面头三章，
So for the first three chapters in Revelation,
是给我们看见得胜者的呼召。
We see the calling of the overcomers.
因为启示录，约翰写启示录的时候，
Because when John wrote the book of Revelation,
这是全本圣经最后的一卷，
It is the last book in the Bible.
而约翰所看见的，
And what John saw,
就是但以理七十个期里面最后一个期。
It is the last seven of the 70 sevens that Daniel saw. So in Revelation, it's full of seven.
七个教会,
seven churches.
七星,
seven stars.
七灵,
seven spirits.
然后像七个碗,
like seven bowls.
七个印,
seven seals.
然后七个号, 等等等等,
seven trumpets, etc., etc.
有人计算过,
Some people have counted before.
启示录里面那七出现的数次次数。
The amount of times that the number 7 comes out in Revelation
远超过其他65卷所有七出现的次数加起来的总和
surpasses the total number of 7s showing up in the rest of the 65 books in the Bible.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为启示录就是要让我们看到底七十个七最后一个七是怎么回事。
Revelation wants to show us what that last 7 of the 77 is.
那当然主就要回来了。
Now the Lord is to return.
我们知道这几个七的 这个69个七带进主耶稣第一次来。
The 69 sevens brings our Lord's first return.
然后最后一个七就迎进我们主的第二次来。
And then the last seven will bring in our Lord for the second return.
所以我们知道启示录的的确确给我们看见这个宇宙时间到了快末了的时候，那个时候的情形。
So Revelation shows us the situation of the end times.
永世就要开始了。
Eternity will begin.
但是现在我们要问,
But now we have to ask,
为什么有时间呢?
Why is there time?
如果你问科学家的话,
If you were to ask a scientist,
他告诉你说, 因为宇宙有了运动, 所以有时间。
It is because there is movement in the universe, therefore there is time.
这几天我们讲的神永远的旨意。
Today, these couple of days, we've spoken of God's eternal purpose.
我们知道根据圣经有过去的永远，也有将来的永远。
According to the Bible, there is eternity past and eternity in the future.
在这个两个永远的中间有个括弧，就是我们所说的时间。
Between these two eternities, there's a parenthesis, and that is time.
那么在过去的永远里面，
In eternity past,
神有一个旨意。
There, God had a will.
永远的旨意。
An eternal purpose.
结果根据那个旨意， 神就有了个蓝图。
And according to that purpose, there was a blueprint.
根据那个蓝图，
And according to that blueprint,
神说我要执行。
God said, I will do.
他就开始执行了。
And he began his work.
他什么时候开始执行？
When he began his work,
时间就开始了。
That is when time began.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
所以为什么圣经一直说到， 一直说到创立世界以前。
That is why the Bible keeps mentioning before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
时间开始了。
Time has begun.
因为神开始工作。 作。
Because he's begun his work.
神一开始工作，宇宙的齿轮就开始转动。
Once God begins, the wheels of the universe begin to go in motion.
感谢主。
Thank you.
现在你看见神就根据他的旨意，就在那里做他的工作。
Now God, according to his purpose, is doing his work.
那么现在到了启示录的时候。
Now when we reach Revelation,
时间快到终点了。
The time is about to end.
现在我们怎么知道神要做什么事呢？
How do we know what God is about to do?
这个旨意是在他心里面的。
The purpose is in his heart.
但是现在我们要问。
But now we have to ask.
到了快末了的时候。
When it reaches the very end.
我们应该能够知道的。
We need to know.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
根据以弗所书。
According to the book of Ephesians.
哥罗西书。
According to Colossians.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
圣灵很清楚给我们看见神的旨意是什么。
The Holy Spirit very clearly shows us what God's purpose is.
到底神大概要做些什么呢？
What is he to do?
弟兄姊妹，不错。基督是一切。
Yes, the Lord is everything.
但是我们的神怎么做这件事？
But how is God going to do all of this?
你看见吗？
Do you see?
现在我们就看神在时间里怎么做。
We have to see how God is going to do in time.
圣经就把那个工作的记录就留下来了。
So the Bible actually gives a summary of what that work is.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
对于在座的年轻人，
for the younger ones,
你知道有一个问题，哲学家不能解决的，圣经解决了。
There is one problem that scientists cannot figure out, the Bible figures out.
哲学家问三个问题。
Philosophers ask three questions.
人从哪里来？
Where did man come from?
人往哪里去？
Where is man going to?
人活着为什么？
Why does man live?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你在全世界你找不到答案。
Throughout the whole world, you cannot find an answer.
你问哲学家的儿子，
if you were to ask the son of a philosopher,
当哲学家离开这个世界的时候，
whenever a philosopher leaves,
他找到没有？
Has he found the answer?
他找到答案没有？
Did he find that answer?
从前有个哲学家。
There was a philosopher.
他白天呢点个灯。
In the morning, he turned on his light.
他到处找东西。
He was always looking for stuff.
别人问他说你找什么呢？
Other people asked him, what are you looking for?
他说我在找人。
He says, I'm looking for man.
因为人丢了。
Because man is lost.
我不知道人从哪里来。
I do not know where man came from.
我也不知道人往哪里去。
I do not know where man is going to.
我更不知道人活着为什么。
And I do not know why man is living.
我记得我的那人在纽约工作的时候。
I remember when my wife was working in New York.
他有一次碰见一个同事。
She met a coworker.
他就问他一件事。
She asked her.
他说你为什么要来上班呢？
She asked, why are you here working?
他说我来上班因为我要买一个 Cadillac 的轿车。
She said, I'm working here because I want to buy a Cadillac.
然后我那人继续问他。
So my wife continued to ask her.
你为什么要买 Cadillac 的轿车呢？
Why do you want to buy a Cadillac?
因为我要来上班。
Because I want to come to work.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see?
这是所有我们的答案。
That is our answer.
有所有哲学家的答案。
And that is all the philosophers' answer. But thank the Lord.
就给我们一本圣经。
The Lord gives us the Bible.
你看见他把他心意在圣经里面完全指启示出来了。
He reveals his purpose throughout the Bible to us.
创世纪
Revelation
告诉我们人从哪里来。
Shows us where man comes from.
启示录。
I'm sorry, Genesis shows where man comes from.
启示录
Revelation
告诉我们人往哪里去。
Shows us where man is going to.
中间的这些书卷
and the books in between
告诉我们人活着为什么。
Show us why man lives.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
为什么我们不知道为什么活着呢？
Why do we not know why we live?
因为我们不知道为什么活着。
Because we don't know why we live.
我们只要吃好一点。
We just want to eat better.
我们只要穿好一点。
We want to wear better.
因为我们不能做的更多。
Because we can't do more than that.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
brothers and sisters, you see that?
基督徒和非基督徒有一个不同在哪里？
A Christian and an atheist, there's a big difference.
我们明白神的旨意。
We understand God's will.
我们知道神有一个旨意。
We know he has a purpose.
如果我们根据他的旨意活着，
and if we follow and live according to his purpose,
你找到人了。
You will find man.
你找到哲学家找不到的。
You will find something that philosophers can't find.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brother.
今天我们在地上是蒙恩的一般人。
We are those who have been saved on earth.
我们敢说人从哪里来。
We can say where man comes from.
我们敢说人往哪里去。
We have the courage to say where they're going to.
我们也敢说人活着为什么。
We know why man lives.
弟兄姊妹。年轻的弟兄姊妹
especially younger ones,
你们今天你们能起来说这个话吗？
Today, can you stand up and say that?
如果你们不能说的话，
if you cannot say that,
你只好跟着世界走，
then you should follow the world.
你也不知道往哪里去，
you don't know where you're going.
有一个理发理一半的，
somebody was cutting his hair.
他忽然满这个满头子都是，这里满脸都是肥皂。
And actually he was actually doing his beard and he had a lot of soap.
他忽然想起件事。
Suddenly he thought of something.
所以他不管就往外面跑。
So he ran out of the barber shop.
那理发师一看见他往外跟着往外跑。
And the barber started going after him.
这个门口好多人看着这些往跑也跟着往外跑。
And all the people outside started following them.
后来啊没有一多久满街上大家跟往外跑。
So on the street there were full of people following him.
后来有一个人抓住一个人说。
And then one of them captured the other.
说你为什么这样跑？
Said, why are you running?
他说我不知道啊。
I don't know.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗？
Sisters,
今天你问那些人呢？
Today when you ask,
为什么你把那些 rings, 把那些这个 rings, 把那些 耳环呢？怎么换的全身都是啊？
Today you ask why are you piercing yourself with all these rings?
这个想不到地方，它就放在哪里？
You these rings are pierced wherever you might not even think of before.
你看见吗？人造人是最美丽的。
God created man is most beautiful.
你知道吗？人是所有神创造里最好的、最高的杰作。
Man is the biggest masterpiece of our Lord.
你看见人不满意啊？
But man is not satisfied.
把人造的神的形象来造的。
Because he does not understand that man was created in the image of God.
结果你看见他身上也有很多的花纹，你不知道他是什么形象。
So you have much tattoos and piercings all over.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这些的时候，你问一个问题。
So you ask a question.
这就是根据神所创造的人吗？
Is this according to the man that God created?
最年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So younger brothers and sisters.
今天你不能和父母争说，为什么我不可以这样？
Today you should not to quarrel with your parents and say why can't I do that?
圣经是有答案的。
The Bible has the answer.
为什么我们不跟着世界走呢？
Why do we not follow the world?
因为你知道你往哪里走。
Because you know where you're going to.
所有的树叶都是跟着水往下走的。
All the leaves follow the flow of the water.
只有雨能够往上走的。
Only the clouds can go up.
弟兄姊妹，全班的人都挂满了戒指。
All these people are pierced throughout.
你敢不敢不挂？
Do you dare not to pierce your body?
弟兄姊妹，你敢吗？
如果
敢的话，
if you dare,
证明说你是一条鱼。
That says that you are a fish.
我们是有方向的。
We have a direction.
我们是有目标的。
We have a purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
为什么这次我们要讲神永远的旨意呢？
Why do we want to speak of God's eternal purpose?
有的人说我们又讲死不可定的东西了。
Some people say I have to speak of what Brother Sparks has shared.
你讲的死不可定都是研究院的东西。
When you speak of Brother Sparks, it's all stuff of seminary.
但是弟兄姊妹，不是的。
But no.
你看见吗？
You know.
神永远的旨意，
God's eternal purpose,
是关系我们一生的道路。
Has to do with our living every day.
哎，弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
许多时候你得不到安慰。
Many times you are not comforted.
为什么有些事临到我们呢？
Why did some things happen to me?
为什么这个病临到我呢？
Why did this disease reach me?
你看见主提醒我们。
But the Lord reminds us.
你看见吗？主要让我们在有限的人生里面。
The Lord wants to show us in the limited form of man.
我们要有一个有方向的人。
That we have a direction.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能像一般世界上就跟着他们走的。
We cannot be like the world and follow them.
他们怎么做？我们也怎么做？
Whatever they do, we do.
我们不能这样。
We cannot do that.
我们知道我们从哪里来。
We know where we come from.
我们知道往哪里去。
We know where we're going to.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
So brothers, do you understand?
现在你看见那个工作，
you see the work,
你就知道说，
you will know
到底我们的身心中想些什么东西。
We know what our Lord has in His heart.
如果大家到巴西去的话，
if you go to Brazil,
你知道巴西有一样东西很有名的。
In Brazil, there's something very famous.
建筑是非常有名的。
They're very famous for their architecture.
所有读建筑学的人，
those who study architecture,
他们应该到巴西走一走。
They always go and visit Brazil.
我不是替巴西做广告。
And of course, I'm not doing a commercial for Brazil.
我们知道为什么巴西，为什么到巴西去看呢？
But why go to Brazil?
因为巴西有一座城。
Because there's a city in Brazil.
这一座城啊，是完全在一片废，什么都没有，把它盖起来。
This city was built in a complete wilderness.
这个就是现在巴西的首都。
And that is now the capital of Brazil.
叫做巴西里亚。
It's called Brasilia.
所以大家记得。
So remember.
巴西里亚在100年前是没有的。
100 years ago, Brasilia did not exist.
没有，什么都没有。
There was nothing there.
后来有一天政府说。
Then the government one day said,
我们要在这个巴西的中央，我们要盖起一座城。
We want to build a city in the center of Brazil.
结果就找到了最好的一个建筑师。
So they found the best architect.
弟兄姊妹，建筑师就到了那个荒野，就看一看。
So he went to that piece of empty land and looked.
我们知道是他负责设计的。
He was responsible to plan it.
他负责建造的。
He was responsible to build it.
最后，你知道巴西的首都就要盖起来。
And at the very end, the capital of Brazil is to be built there.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
这一个建筑最早开始的时候。
When the at the beginning of the structure,
不是从泥土或者把用木头石头运来从那里开始，不是的。
It did not begin with the wood, lumber, and land that was there.
这些都不是的。
It did not.
那个建筑的开始，
the beginning of that structure,
在一个人的里面。
Began in a person.
这个人他的脑子里面。
This person's mind.
他已经设计好。
He already planned everything.
他仿佛看见那一座，他仿佛看见这个那个那个城已经盖好了。
He already could see that city built.
他是全世界最有名的这个建筑师。
He is the most famous architect.
现在他要建筑一个全世界很有名的首都。
Now he wants to build a world famous capital.
这是唯一的首都这么盖起来的。
And this is the only capital that was built like this.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这个首都是怎么开始的？
How did this capital begin?
起头是哪一 零
before it was
什么也没有
before it was zero nothing there
它出现了
then something appeared
起头是看不见的
before it was invisible
后来才看见
then it was visible
为什么呢
why
因为所有的蓝图所有的计划都在那个人的里面
all the plans all the blueprint was in that person
那个人他知道该怎么做
that architect knew what to do
所以就对他来说
so according to him
在他的脑海里面
in his mind
那一件事已经完成了
that thing had already been accomplished
就是我们昨天晚上弟兄所说的
that is what our brothers shared on last night
你看见吗
do you know
就做教会就做神的工作来说
as to God's work
你看一开始就完成了
at the very beginning it's already done
因为在神是没有时间的
because in God there is no time
我们知道说这个永远的旨意是从永远开始的
that eternal purpose began in eternity
就是神的角度来说
and God's eyes
一点都不错的
no doubt
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
你看见一开始是这么开始的
it began like this
但是现在我们要问
now we have to ask
如果这个人不说话的话
if this architect does not say anything
如果这个人不把蓝图打开给我们看
if he does not share the blueprint
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers,
我们就不知道他要做什么了
you do not know what he's going to do
但是很好
but yes
有一天我们终于看他的蓝图
one day we see the blueprint
这叫做启示
that is revelation
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
do you understand
今天我们说的圣经的启示
today we say the revelation of the Bible
我们说到神永存所给我们的启示
we say the revelation God has given us
你看见那个字那个建筑就把蓝图打开了
The architect has opened up the blueprint
感谢主他把蓝图打开了
Thank the Lord he's opened up the blueprint
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
这个蓝图常常是专家看得懂的
Many times only specialists can understand the blueprint
普通人不一定看得懂的
Us laymen many times we can't understand
做建筑的人他懂得这些你再看看他就清楚了
Those who study architecture know it very well
所有神的蓝图
All of God's blueprint
都在圣经里
It's in the Bible
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
主不是让我们知道他有旨意
The Lord does not just tell us he has a purpose
Now
time has begun.
好了，现在这个开始动工了。
Now movement has begun.
巴西利亚要开始建筑起来了。
Brasilia is supposed to be built up.
现在你要注意。
Now you want to see.
你要注意，这个巴西利亚刚开始是怎么开始的。
You want to see how does Brasilia begin?
结束怎么结束的。
And how does it end?
如果你是个仔细的新闻记者的话。
If you are a detailed newsman.
开始就拍一张照片。
At the beginning you'll take a picture.
最后拍一张照片。
At the very end you'll take a picture.
好像你节食一样，你减瘦减肥一样。
Just like when you're trying to lose weight
你刚还没有减减节食以前先拍一张照片
before you lose weight you take a picture
你看见吗那个胖乎乎的人
you see the fat person
那么最后经过多少年以后或者多少的努力以后
and after much labor
你看一个白马王子
and then you'll see a prince charming
所以弟兄姊妹
so brother and sister
你都知道这个人成功了没有
you'll see whether this person has succeeded or not
有没有成功啊
was his diet successful
有人一天到晚光讲节食节食没有用的
people many times just say I want a diet
一面讲就是一面吃冰淇淋
At the same time he says he needs to take a diet he's eating ice cream
所以你要问说到底有没有成功啊
So will it succeed?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see that?
但有没有成功
Will he be successful?
那么现在我们说这两个照片就很重要了
Now we see these two pictures are very important
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
意思就是说
It means
假定说新闻记者有机会趁着直升飞机刚开始的时候来看看那个人是怎么做的
Let's say a reporter goes up in a helicopter and takes an overview of what is being done
这个很有意思啊
And very interesting
他会注意到这个建筑师啊就在那块地上盖了很多的弄栽了很多的树苗
You will see he will notice that that architect has planted many tree shoots
那么这个树苗呢很有意思
It's very interesting
他不是随便乱他不是随便这个乱种的
Those trees are not planted scatteredly
就是根据那个蓝图
But it's according to that blueprint.
那么现在如果你真的到巴西利亚去
So now if you go to Brasilia.
假定时间把你带回到起初
If time takes you back to the beginning.
明白吗？你要明白那个整个的旨意，你要回到起初去
For you to understand the purpose, you need to go back to the origin.
如果你回到起初的话
So when you go back to the origin.
哎，你会看到什么呢
What will you see?
你如果从上面看下去的话
If you look from the top.
啊，现在你明白了
Now you understand.
你明白有一个奥秘展开了
There's a mystery that is revealed.
那你知道这个人想些什么
Now you know what this person is thinking about
那巴西利亚是怎么回事呢
What is Brasilia?
原来你发现你从上面看下去的时候
When you look from the top down
这个整个它这个树苗啊栽种的那个形状
The structure that the tree shoots depicts
是个喷射机747的形状
Is the depiction of a Boeing 747
这非常有意思了
It's very interesting
你看见这是轮廓这是开机电轮廓
This is the beginning of a skeleton
好了等着你忍耐忍耐等到它快做完工作以后
And if you're patient once you see that the work is almost done
你再飞到飞它高空去看
Then if you look again on top
你看见所有的建筑物都是沿着那个树苗在那里盖的
You will see that all the buildings are built around the structure
哦现在你明白了
Now you understand understand.
本来是平面的。
Before was a plane.
现在呢是立体的。
Now it's three-dimensional.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见了。
Now you see.
这里有一个城。
There is a city here.
那个形状就像喷射机一样。
And the structure is like that of a jet.
每次你坐747的时候。
Every time you take a 747.
你要想起巴西利亚。
You will think of Brasilia.
我再说我不是替巴西做广告。
Again, I'm not giving propaganda for Brazil.
你搭进飞机。
But as soon as you
get on the plane. 747.
As long as the 747.
这就是巴西利亚。
He said, this is Brasilia.
那你的总统府在哪里呢？
So where is the capital?
The president.
Where is the palace of the president?
那就是驾驶座的地方。
That is at the cockpit of the airport.
所以你知道 pilot 就在那驾驶的地方。
So that's right at the cockpit.
那里在巴西利亚就有一个建筑。
And then there's a building there.
你看见说那个人，那个驾驶就坐在那里。
And then the pilot is piloting there.
弟兄姊妹。
Sister,
现在你清楚了。
Now you understand.
你怎么会清楚这个人脑子想些什么？
How are you clear on what the man is thinking?
明白吗？
Do you understand?
他把那个蓝图打开给你看。
Opened up the blueprint for you.
你起都看不懂。
Before you can understand.
那你拍两张照片。
Well, once you take two pictures.
你里面就懂了。
Then you understand.
现在你明白了。
Now it's clear.
现在原来啊。
Now.
这个人才有建造这个城的时候。
This person before he built the city.
是什么呢？乃是根据他的蓝图。
It is according to his blueprint.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
这一座城和所有的城都不同。
This city is different than all other cities.
这一座城乃是唯一是完全照着这个蓝图盖起来的。
This city was built according to that blueprint.
弟兄姊妹，你现在懂的意思吗？
Now do you understand?
当你读创世纪的时候，
When you read Genesis,
这样说吧。
Or in other words,
当你读以弗所书、哥罗西书的时候，
When you study Ephesians and Colossians,
你看到蓝图了。
You'll see the blueprint.
有的人懂，有的人不懂。
Some people understand, some people don't.
如果懂，今天他的生活就不是这样。
If they understood, then their life would be different.
有很多人懂得很多的名词。
Many people understand nouns.
有很多人以为说我懂得哲学的名词，我就懂得哲学了。
Maybe people think that I know philosophical words, so I understand philosophy.
那这样哲学就太容易了。
And the philosophy is too simple.
弟兄姊妹，有的人以为说我懂得几个属灵的名词，我就懂了。
Some people say I know spiritual terms, so I understand.
所以难怪有一度年轻人嘴巴里面挂的是基督的丰满呢。
So many, there was a time when people, young people would say the fullness of Christ.
那是指我那个时候的年轻人。
And that is when it was at my time.
哦，他说弟兄，你看见吗？你看见基督的丰满没有？
Have you seen the fullness of Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他们有很大很伟大的名词。
They use these great big words.
而且那这个很伟大。后来我常常想，这些人把伟大名词用完，还有别的名词用没有？
And many times I think after you use all these big words, are there any other words left?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神的旨意是伟大的。
God's purpose is great.
你如果看见神永远的旨意，
if you see God's eternal purpose,
弟兄姊妹，那个比宇宙更伟大。
It is greater than the universe.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
不是你懂几个名词就可以。
It's not that you understand certain terms and it's okay.
所以主不是没有把蓝图启示给我们。
It's not that the Lord did not give us a blueprint.
有的时候我们看见。
Many times we see.
有的时候我没有看见。
Sometimes we don't see.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主不光给我们以弗所书。
Not only did the Lord give us Ephesians.
主不光给我们哥罗西书。
Not only Colossians.
主不光给我们希伯来书。
Not only did he give us Hebrews.
主也给我们创世纪一直到启示录。
He gave us Genesis 2 the
Revelation 66
books. You cannot blink.
You cannot take away
anything. You cannot add
anything.
If you add or take away, you will not understand his purpose.
你读创世纪的时候，
when you read Genesis,
你好像坐在直升飞机上。
It's as if you're on a helicopter.
那里有一座花园。
There is a garden.
你看见你沿着那个水往前走的时候，
and if you follow the flow of the water,
找着金子，
you will find gold.
找着宝石，
precious stones.
找着珍珠，
pearls.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
看见吗？
You see,
有四条河从哪里流出去的？
Four rivers flow out.
稀奇不稀奇？
Is that amazing?
当亚当被造的时候，
when Adam was created,
你要记得，
you have to remember,
宇宙已经有了大。
There was already a great rebellion in the universe.
神已经把那个天三分之一的天使，包括撒旦，就从他的面前赶到地球和地球的外太空。
One third and also Satan was been casted away down from heaven.
所以现在他们所盘踞的范围。
So now their domain
是什么呢？是除了地之外，大概是我们的太阳系。
Aside from the Earth, it's also the solar system.
或者是我们整个的银河系 galaxy.
Or a complete galaxy.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you know?
这就是为什么我们读圣经的。
That is when we read the Bible.
看得很清楚，很清楚。
Very clearly we see.
所以当亚当被造的时候，
so when Adam was created,
你要记得，
you have to remember,
神已经创造新天新地。
God has already created a new Earth and new heaven.
如果你把那个时候的地球的宇宙的地图把它打开的话，
but if you were to open up the map of that world that time,
神的宝座都是明亮的。
God's throne is very clear.
宇宙大部分都是明亮的。
All the universe is very clear.
靠近地球那一部分。
But closest to the earth.
你看见他们已经沦陷，他们已经落到敌人的手里面去。
It has already fallen to the hand of the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们必要记得。
Let us remember.
神是在什么地方创造亚当的？
Where did God create Adam?
圣经学者告诉我们。
The scholars in the Bible tell us.
我从前很没有注意这件事。
I never paid attention to that before.
后来我读到的时候
but afterwards I read.
我说主啊, 这是真的吗?
Is it true?
我有没有看错?
Did I read it wrong?
让我们多看几个地方的圣经,
if we read many scriptures,
让我们多听几位懂得圣经的告诉我们,
if we hear those who understand, share with us.
我从前读圣经的时候,
when I used to read the Bible,
我以为说是先有伊甸园,
I thought first that there was the Garden of Eden.
然后呢,
then God created Adam in Eden.
不是的,
but no.
你如果仔细读圣经的,
if you read the scripture,
你看见吗? 这个地和这个整个这块地都已经沦陷了。
This whole earth has been fallen.
所以主耶稣教我们祷告,
so the Lord taught us to pray.
神愿你的国降临,
may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天,
may your will be done on earth as in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你要记得,
you have to remember,
在创造人的时候,
when God created man,
做了一件很特别的事,
he did a very special thing.
就在沦陷区里面,
right when it was in the law,
在敌人的领土里面,
right in the enemy's territory.
你看见吗? 神做了一件事,
God did something.
亚当被创造,
Adam was created.
亚当是在伊甸园之外被创造,
Adam was created outside of the Garden of Eden.
这个非常清楚,
it's very clear.
夏娃是在伊甸园里面被造,
he was created in the Eden.
你再去读你的圣经,
you read the Bible,
乃是在伊甸园之外,
and outside of Eden.
你看见在那个旧的天和旧的地底,
the old earth and the old heaven.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
神创造了亚当,
God created Adam.
所以亚当眼睛睁开的时候,
so as soon as Adam's eyes were open,
他一眼一看见,
his first sight,
就是那个时候天和地的光景,
it was the condition of the earth and heaven at that time.
还有海, 那时候还有海,
and there were seas.
到了新天新地根本没有海了,
there were no seas in the new heaven new earth.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
然后圣经两次告诉我们,
so the Bible tells us twice,
怕我们听错了,
he was afraid that we
would, 说好的亚当就怎么办呢?
He was afraid we would forget.
他就把他安置在伊甸园里面,
the Bible tells us that once he was created, our Lord put him in Eden.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
do
you remember? Adam saw the old world. Now our Lord puts him in paradise. He put him in the paradise in the Garden of Eden. Do you see that? And at that time, brother
said,
the Lord, he could see what God put him into. Then our Lord wanted him to take care of it and fix it. Not only that, the Bible also tells us,
他要管理空中的鸟飞鸟地上的走走等等等等,
you shall rule over the creatures, the flying creatures, those in the sea.
换句话说,
in other words,
神要他做海陆空大元帅,
the Lord wanted him to be the commander-in-chief of the army, navy, and air force.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
这是告诉我们说,
this means
神要亚当为他在地上掌权,
God wants Adam to rule for him on earth.
在哪里呢?
Where?
在敌人领土里面,
in enemy's territory.
如果他顺服神,
and if he is obedient,
如果他吃生命树的果子,
if he eats of the tree of life,
弟兄姊妹, 你看你就不同了,
it will be different.
秘诀就是生命树的果子,
the secret is seed of the fruit of the tree of life.
神的旨意是要加他做海陆空大元帅,
God's purpose is for him to be the commander-in-chief.
神要做掌权,
he wants to be reign over all.
神要他做 the king of the earth,
he wants him to be the king of the earth.
作为地球上的王,
so he wants to be the king of the earth.
弟兄姊妹, 你读四篇第八篇也好,
if you read Psalm 8, or other verses,
这个太清楚了, 弟兄,
it's very very clear.
神创造人的时候,
when God created man,
神要人为他掌权,
God wanted man to rule with him.
为什么要开, 为什么要修理又看守呢?
Why does he have to fix it and keep it?
因为神知道蛇会爬进来的,
because he knew the serpent was going to come in.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
So do you see, brothers, for this reason,
所以我们看见说神给亚当的是这样的使命,
so this is what the mission that God gave Adam.
所有神的旨意是从花园开始,
all of God's purpose began in the garden.
你看那个四条河先滋润整个的伊甸园,
you know that the four rivers encompass the whole garden.
然后就送到全地, 全世界上各地,
and they flow out throughout the rest of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这就是如果亚当吃了生命树的果子,
if Adam had eaten of the fruit of the tree of life,
让生命河往外流,
and allow the river of life flow out,
从神的宝座上流出来,
flow out from the throne of God,
然后弟兄姊妹一慢慢慢慢的, 他就从敌人的领土里面就夺回那些失土了,
and slowly winning back the land from the enemy's territory.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you see that?
这就是神, 这是为什么神要创造人,
that is why God wanted to create man.
我们传福音常常碰到有人, 不是传福音, 有的很多基督徒常常问这个问题,
many times Christians ask,
他说你告诉我, If
Satan bothers us so much today, you know, sin is because of Satan. Disease because of Satan. Death because of Satan. Why is it such mankind so tragic? It is all because of Satan. So somebody asked, why didn't God in the beginning just squish Satan to death?
问题在这里。
The question is,
撒旦能不能把撒旦捏死?
Can God squish Satan?
当然可以。
Of course.
神是创造者。
God is creator.
还有呢, 撒旦是被造者。
The Satan is a created being.
所以受造创造者把受造者捏死。
The creator very easily can squish the creator.
中国人说不费吹灰之力，你吹灰要用力气，连吹灰的力量都不要。
You don't even have to blow a single breath.
所以我们知道说这个太简单不过了。
It cannot be simpler.
不错。 你若这样想的话,
if you think this way,
你只想到神的能力,
you can only think of God's power.
你对神的能力没有问题,
and you have no problem with God's power.
神的确能把他捏死,
God can squish him.
但如果神这样做的话,
but if God were to do that,
神不能彰显他的智慧,
God cannot manifest his wisdom.
弟兄子, 我们不能太小看神了,
we cannot just look lightly on God.
我们以为说神只有能力,
we always think he only has power.
好像神只有一团的能力,
as if he was one big blob of power.
不要忘记,
but let's not forget, we have thoughts.
我们被创造的时候,
when we were created,
我们乃是承受神智慧的火花,
we are the spark of God's wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Do you see that?
神要给我们看见他是不光有能力的神, 也是智慧的神。
God wants to show us he's a God of power but also a God of wisdom.
因着这个缘故,
for that reason,
他知道,
he knew.
今天还有很多被造之物,
there are many creatures today. Many created beings haven't rebelled. Two-thirds of the angels did not rebel. Many created beings have not rebelled. It's not that all have rebelled. So in this condition,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, if God were to squish Satan to death, then we can say we know God's power. Because he can do that.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, God did not do that. Do you understand? God used all of time to accomplish his work.
我们要记得,
we have to remember,
神是不怕这些挑战的,
God is not afraid of these challenges.
这些挑战,
these challenges,
反而证明他是怎样充满智慧的,
prove how wise our God is.
弟兄姊妹,
brother, many times God's wisdom is but a term for it.
神要让我们知道那个智慧,
but God wants us to see that wisdom.
更重要的, 神要让天使知道那个智慧,
more importantly he wants the angels to know the wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother,
现在你看见,
now you see,
神要怎么做,
what is God going to do?
神所做是这样,
God does this. God created another being.
那就是人, created.
Another created being.
那就是人了,
and that is man.
弟兄姊妹, 就像我们弟兄所说的,
just like our brother said,
甚至于比天使还微小一点,
is inferior to the angels.
那弟兄姊妹, 神要借着另外一个受造之物,
and through another created being,
来对付这个受造之物,
to deal with Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹, 撒旦背叛神,
and because Satan rebelled,
如果这个另外的受造之物,
so if another created being,
就是神所造的人,
and what man that was created by God,
如果他们
if he is willing to stand on God's side,
如果他真的吃了生命树的果子,
and he eats of the fruit of the tree of life,
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Then you'll see,
同样是受造之物,
both are created beings.
神给人有拣选的,
and there's a choice.
你看见神不是没有给人拣选的,
it's not that man has no choice.
神没有在知识善恶树的周围有一个发动的火箭或者用基路伯把它围住了没有,
God did not surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with a cherubim with fire.
如果神这样做的话,
if God had done that,
人没有可能堕落,
then man would have a fall. You had no choice.
但是你不要忘记,
but do not forget,
神是满了这个自由意志的神,
God is full of wisdom.
神给人完全自由意志,
he gives man free will.
神没有任神, 你看见神没有用基路伯火箭把这三个树把它看守住了没有,
he did not surround the tree of knowledge with a cherubim.
神让人来拣选,
he let man choose.
那一次的拣选,
and that choice,
如果人站在神这一边,
if man had stood on God's side,
你看见撒旦就蒙羞了,
Satan would have been 的神。
然后你看见说神就借着人从撒旦的手中就夺回那些失去的领土。
And God through man would win back the territory from Satan.
到时候你看见整个的宇宙就完全归于神。
And the whole universe would be under God.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们普通读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible,
我们只想到人的需要。
We only think of man's need.
我们堕落了，我们有需要。
We've fallen, we have need.
主耶稣做我们的救主。
The Lord is our Savior.
你有没有想到神的需要呢？
Have you thought of God's need?
我们有旨意。
We have a will.
我们有没有想到神的旨意呢？
Have we thought of God's will?
宇宙出了那么大的乱子。
Now there's such a problem in the world.
宇宙出了那么大的事。
There's such a great occurrence in the world.
天使背叛了。
A third of angels have rebelled.
弟兄姊妹，你看地和地的外邦完全沦陷了。
And all the whole earth has been lost.
神一点办法都没有吗？
Can God not do anything?
弟兄姊妹，神能把他们捏死。
God can squish them to death.
一夜之间能毁掉他们。
And God can destroy them.
如果这样的话，圣经恐怕很短了。
And if that were the case, the Bible very short.
但是弟兄们不是这样。
But it was not like that.
你看见神的智慧。
You see God's wisdom.
感谢主。
Thank you.
因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
神创造人。
God created man.
巴不得人能吃生命树的果子。
God wanted man to eat of the tree of life.
结果就能为他掌权。
And then can reign with him.
结果就能够收回领土。
And can win back the land.
最后弟兄姊妹，神的目的就能达到了。
And then his purpose can be accomplished.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
什么叫做生命树呢？
What is the tree of life?
你读约翰福音的时候，
If you read John,
生命在他里头。
Life is in him.
所以基督乃是生命的源头。
So Christ is the origin of life.
只有基督的生命才是生命。
Only the life of Christ is life.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
原中有一个生命树。
In the origin there was a tree of life.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
那个生命就是像基督的生命一样。
That life is like the life of Christ.
现在我们懂得了。
Now we understand.
只有等到我们信耶稣的时候，
Only when we accept the Lord Jesus.
基督进到我们里面，
When he enters our heart.
现在我们可以完成神的旨意。
Then we can fulfill his eternal purpose.
我们这些人聚在一起，
We gather together.
这就是教会。
That is the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
亚当很可惜。
Very sadly, Adam.
目的要他吃生命树的果子。
He wanted him to eat the tree of life.
生命树不只是这样。
But not only that.
是约翰告诉我们说。
John also tells.
在主耶稣钉十字架的地方。
At the place that our Lord was crucified.
有一座园子。
There was a garden.
然后彼得告诉我们说。
Peter tells us.
他被挂在木头上。
He was hung on the cross.
在希腊的原文，他是被挂在树上。
In the origin, he was hung on the tree.
所以什么意思，弟兄姊妹？
What does that mean?
在园子当中有一棵树。
In the middle of the garden, there's a tree.
我们的主为我们挂在十字架。
Our Lord hung on that tree.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
对我们这些人来讲，
For us,
那棵树就是生命树。
That tree is the tree of life.
我们接受耶稣基督做我们的主。
When we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior,
我们就有永远的生命。
We have eternal life.
生命树的生命进到我们里面来了。
The life of the tree of life is there.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人聚在一起，
We are gathered together.
这就是圣经里面的教会。
That is the church in the Bible.
看见吗？
Do you see that?
这就是神永远的目的。
That is God's eternal purpose.
很可惜，
But sadly,
人堕落了，
man fell,
人犯罪了，
man sinned,
看见吗？本来是要从那里开始的。
Before God wanted to begin from there,
如果没有罪的打岔的话，
if there was not the interference of sin,
完全要照着他去一步一步来做的。
God will accomplish step by step His will.
到了第三章，
at the third chapter,
人堕落了，
man fell,
那怎么办呢？
What happened?
神有没有放弃他的旨意呢？
Did God give up on His will?
没有，
no.
现在他要拯救人了，
now He wants to save man.
现在顾到我们的需要，
now He caters to our needs.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
有一天主耶稣来到地上，
One day the Lord comes down to earth.
解决我们罪的问题，
He does away with the sin problem.
弟兄姊妹，这就完了吗？
Does that mean it's over?
这是开始，
That's just the beginning.
这个只是巴西利亚起头所盖的那个苗，在那里盖的苗而已。
That is just the planting of the tree shoots in the beginning of Brazil.
你现在看见那个轮廓了，
Now you've seen the skeleton.
神要往前做的，
He's going to continue to go.
人堕落就把神的旨意打岔掉了，
Man fell so that God's will was interfered.
所以神就拐个弯出去，
So God veered off.
结果他要回来的，
And wants to come back.
但是不要忘记，
But do not forget,
今天我们这些真的吃了生命树果子的人，
Those of us who have eaten of the tree of life,
现在我们要回到神永远的旨意了。
Now we can go back to God's eternal purpose.
你看见吗？神把我们放在乐园里面。
God puts us in paradise.
现在你看见吗？这个慢慢的生命的水要从这里流出去。
You will see that the water of life will flow out.
那么慢慢的，弟兄姊妹就从敌人的领土里面就把整个领土把它抢夺回来。
And slowly winning back part of the land from the enemy's territory.
教会是件太大的东西。
church is a great thing.
我们今天讲的教会的事。
When we speak of the church today,
我们几乎以为它是同乡会。我们讲同样话的人，我们都聚在一起。
We think that it is a social gathering. If we speak the same language, we can gather together.
你知道在纽约有一个很有趣的聚会吗
？Do you know that there's a gathering very interesting? 纽
约聚会都讲福州话的。
All those in that place speak Fujianese.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们觉得这个教会是为我们的需要的。
Many times we think that the church is for our needs.
那福州人到了纽约到哪里去呢
？So when the Fujianese go to New York, where do they go?
福州话我们在一起聚会。
If you speak Fujianese, we'll gather together.
这是我们的需要。
That is our need,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？什么时候我们只想到神的需要
？When do we think of God's need?
撒旦可以睡觉的。
Then Satan can sleep.
你可以非常的发达，人可以非常的多。
Man can be very abundant. There can be a lot of people gathered together.
只要你很能干。
And as long as you're very capable.
你怎么办工厂？你怎么办教会
？However you go in the factory, you can do the work in.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
你看见没有
？Do you see?
什么是教会呢
？What is the church?
教会乃这些蒙恩得救的人，他们聚在一起。
It is the gathering of those who have been saved.
他们有一个目的的。
They have a purpose.
为什么神告诉亚当说你要生养众多呢
？Why did God say to Adam before?Fruitful and multiply.
然后才管理，然后才治理这地。
And then subdue and rule the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗
？Now do you understand?
为什么信主的人成千成万呢
？Why does there thousands and thousands of those?
这就是生养众多。
Because it's multiplying.
但是现在他们都有基督的生命。
And they all have the life of Christ.
有一个目的是什么
？There is one purpose.
他们要做海陆空大元帅。
They want to be the commander chief.
他们要
领
掌权的。
They want to rule with God.
他们要夺回神的领土的。
They want to win back the land.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
教会不是为自己活着的。
The church does not live for itself.
如果教会自己活着
，if the church will live for itself,
容易的很
，very easy.
你看见你所有地上的教会，通通是合格的。
All the church on earth, it reaches the same.
如果教会是为神的旨意而活着
，but if we were to live for God's will,
你要在敌人领土里面夺回神的四处。
You have to win back the land in the enemy's territory.
这里面有多少的眼泪
？There are so many tears.
这里面有多少的祷告
？There are so much prayer.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的认识教会吗
？Do we know the church?
你如果真的认识教会的话
，You know the church.
吵架都不敢吵的
，You will not dare to quarrel.
你很容易给神成仇敌的机会
，You will give Satan an opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，神给教会一个大的使命
，God has given the church a great commission.
不错的。我们这些蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved，
从哪里开始呢
？Where do we begin？
从伊甸园开始。
We begin in the Garden of Eden.
现在我们回到伊甸园了。
Now we turn back to the garden.
是不是永远的旨意呢
？Is that God's eternal purpose?
不错
，Yes，
这是开始。
It is the beginning.
你要完全的旨意
，for the complete purpose.
你看到最后神怎么做
？You want to see what God does at the end.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
现在你知道
，Now you know.
在创世纪以后
，After Genesis，
最后还有一本书是启示录。
At the very end is the book of Revelation.
所以在启示录里面
，So in Revelation，
神说我是 Alpha。我也是 Omega.
God says He is the Alpha and the Omega.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
神的旨意有 Alpha， 有 Omega.
God's will has an Alpha and an Omega.
在时间的启示里面有他的 Alpha， 有他的 Omega.
In the revelation of time, there is Alpha and Omega.
创世纪好像他 Alpha.
Genesis is as if we're Alpha.
启示录好像他的 Omega.
Revelation is as if it's His Omega.
时间快没有了。
Time is running out.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我不知道你有没有听见时间脚步的声音。
I do not know if you have heard the footsteps of time.
我想就是年轻人。
Especially the younger brothers and sisters.
时间是不多了。
Time is running out.
我们要知道。
We have to
know. 今天我们是来到时间最后的一段时间。
We have come to the very end of time.
现在我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
神的旨意有没有达到
？Has God's will been accomplished?
这个人很努力在那里节食。
This person is trying to diet.
我们问说他有没有成功。
Has he been successful?
我们要问说。
We have to ask.
我们讲了半天神的旨意。
After we said so much about
God's purpose, 有没有成功？
Has it been attained?
神的旨意在我身上成功了吗
？Has it been attained in my life?
神的旨意在我聚会的地方成功了吗
？Has it been accomplished in the place I meet?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
让我们记得
，let us remember，
让我们很诚恳的在面对我们的主。
Very honestly, let's be before our Lord。
如果我们没有看见神永远旨意的
，we do not see God's eternal purpose。
我们所知道的教会就是那么一点点而已。
We only see that little part of the church。
弟兄姊妹，你知道情形的。
You know the situation。
到了主快回来的时候
，when the Lord is about to return，
有一件事最叫约翰伤心。
One thing that saddened John the most.
约翰亲眼看见教会在荣耀里诞生的。
John saw the church being birthed in glory.
他活得太久了。
He lived for so long.
为什么不住早一点让他走呢
？Why did the Lord not allow him to go back?
为什么他剩下最后的一个呢
？Why was he the last one left?
为什么一个老人家还要看教会堕落的光景呢
？Why such an elderly person had to see the church fallen?
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
就是神借着约翰给我们一个盼望。
God used John to give us a hope.
那个盼望是什么
？What is that hope?
那个盼望就是得胜者。
The hope is of overcomers.
当大教会的大体从水平线上。 掉下来的。
When the majority falls below that horizon,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有一半人他们临时愿意站在那条路上。
There's a group of people that do not fear death and want to
stand on that way. 你要不要问别人如何？
Do not ask others.
我们常常说这人将来如何。
We say that person so and so will happen.
说你来跟从我。
This will happen to them.
你来跟从我吧。
The Lord says, follow me.
你不要管别人怎么样做。
Forget about others.
你今天要不要站在那条路上？
Are you willing to walk on that way?
你看见教会变成组织了。
You see that.